This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Today is May Day, also known as International Workers' Day. And this year, the coronavirus pandemic has focused attention on how dependent we are on the people who hold low-paying and sometimes dangerous jobs. That includes people in the nation's industrial meat processing plants. COVID-19 has taken the lives of at least 20 meat packers, and it's sickened thousands more. That has caused the plants to close and disrupted the supply of meat in Massachusetts. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman has more.
The nation's production of beef is down 25% from a year ago. Pork, 15%. The decline, due to the pandemic, is starting to show up in the meat departments at local supermarkets.
Right now, there's definitely some supply issues that are starting to affect how much product we have in the stores.
Arthur Ackles is vice president of merchandising and buying at Roche Brothers Supermarkets. These days, it's lean pickings for pork, beef, and chicken at the Wellesley-based company's 20 stores, so Ackles wants to be fair.
So we're starting to limit products to two packages of each type right now, at least for the foreseeable future.
But unfortunately, Ackles says the imbalance in the wholesale supply of meat and retail demand is going to cost consumers more.
We've seen some pricing that's gone up double what it was a week ago. So it just gets to a point where we can't absorb it anymore.
Bad news for shoppers at large supermarket chains, but the meat shortage has been a boon to some CSAs, small community-supported agriculture, the local system connecting farmers directly to consumers.
So we've just had a huge interest this year.
Diana Rogers is a registered dietitian. She lives on a working organic farm in Carlisle, where she sells pasture-raised meat and is making a documentary film called Sacred Cow, a nutritional, environmental, and ethical case for better meat.
When we have all of our meat supply in the hands of basically five major companies, now's a great time to support local farmers that are raising their animals the right way, and also to really transform our meat economy into a more resilient regional meat system.
President Trump has ordered meat processing plants to stay open during the pandemic. But workers in the industry say that doesn't eliminate the virus's threat to them or guarantee the cheap, abundant supply of meat we've come to expect. Professor Yossi Sheffi is director of transportation and logistics at MIT.
You may not be able to get the cut that you like, so you'll get a different cut.
Sheffi says the U.S. food supply has performed, quote, miraculously during the pandemic.
Let me be clear. There are spot shortages here and there. What the supply chain experiencing are unprecedented changes in demand.
Sheffi says part of the problem is portion sizes. Restaurants and institutions that bought meat by the carcass are shut down. The supply chain is adjusting to more retail serving sizes. And he cites consumer psychology, a herd mentality amplified by news organizations when they show empty shelves at the end of the day.
I have a beef with several of the media outlets that I was talking to. I always tell them, please go in the morning and take picture in the same place, and you'll see full aisles.
And to consumers, Sheffi says, don't buy more than you need, because a food supply chain is only as strong as its weakest link. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.